Many of the hugely popular TV broadcasts, like the Winter Olympics, are produced by the major broadcast networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. These network broadcasts are free to watch and have been since the invention of television. All you need is an antenna. A new technology startup, Aereo, is taking advantage of this structure to make these shows available on demand for free online, and the broadcast networks are putting up a big fight in federal court. Big broadcast TV networks produce shows like ABC's hit comedy Modern Family, which are distributed to the broadcasters, who then beam them to TVs throughout the country. Broadcast TV is free for the public to watch because the broadcasters have free access to the airways. In exchange for this free access, the broadcasters have to obtain a license from the Federal Communications Commission and comply with certain requirements. The broadcasters, and in turn the networks, make money by showing advertisements during the programming. The tech startup Aereo was founded in 2012. Aereo uses technology that squeezes thousands of individual antennas, which pick up broadcast TV signals, onto circuit boards. These devices can send the signals to the company's hard drives, where the TV programs are recorded. The recordings are then streamed to individual users over the internet for a monthly fee. The user directs the whole process. There is an Aereo antenna for each user, and the antennas are not even active until a user picks an individual show to watch. So why are the networks against services like Aereo? The most obvious answer is that services like Aereo have the potential to take away advertising revenue from the networks. Aereo provides an easy, internet-enabled, on-demand service similar to DVR. Advertisers might pay less for airtime if everyone watching the broadcast networks is only recording and watching individual shows and fast-forwarding through the commercials. But Aereo is a tiny company that does not currently pose much of a threat. The other big reason that the broadcast networks do not like Aereo is that they don't like the legal precedent that Aereo will establish if it wins in court. Today, cable providers like Comcast and Time Warner have to pay the broadcast networks to add those channels to cable packages. But if Aereo wins, cable providers could simply offer their own version of Aereo and not pay the broadcast networks anything. Time Warner has publicly stated its interest in doing just that. Aereo and the broadcast networks have already gone through a few rounds of court battles, and Aereo has come out on top. The TV networks petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the case, and Aereo took the unusual step of agreeing that the High Court should review Aereo's victory in federal appellate court. It wants to end the legal battle, and it is confident that it will win. The question on review is whether Aereo violates the network's public performance right by showing the copyrighted TV shows without the network's permission. The case pits an entrenched legacy industry against an innovative technology startup. There's an obvious trend in this area. The networks are also suing Dish Network for their Hopper ad-skipping service, and the trend is not a new one. Throughout the 20th century, industries have lobbied Congress to make sure they're not on the wrong side of copyright law. The court decisions on copyright have shaped many industries, and the Supreme Court's review of this case will do so again. I'm Jay Kasin.